fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Well, hello there. Okay, this is a club that I do not want to be a part of ever, ever, ever. And unfortunately, sometimes I'm a member. It's the Dehydration Downer Club. I think that when it comes to health, it ain't rocket science. I do think that, but guess what else? It's all about foundations. If you look at your house of health as a house, right? What's really important when we're looking at a house? It's the foundation. We can, you know, change the color of the trim around the windows, or I think, as they say, rearrange the chairs on the Titanic. But what about the cracks in the foundation? And I think staying hydrated, drinking water, believe it or not, is a core, vital piece of foundational health. And if you don't stay hydrated, you are in trouble. Would you agree with me, Dr. Decker?
Yeah, and I live in Arizona, and I practice in Arizona, and I can't get people to drink water all the time. And what I find out is that, you know, Holly, I mean, people are creatures of habit. So yep. If the water station or whatever it is isn't part of their habit, they just don't do it. And so I try and pin them down to, okay, when you wake up in the morning, do you drink a glass of water, or do you always have a bottle nearby you? And I mean, they're walking around, because in the summer, just walking from your car into a mall, you need water. I mean, you went to school out here with me. You know that, but they don't always feel it, especially, you know, Florida, you might feel that sweat and that humidity. Here, they don't always feel it. But I'm also amazed at how many people's house foundation is not water. And it's like diet soda.
Right.
And I don't know how humans live on it.
And people don't know any better. And here, this is our job. This is like, I want to help people use their own minds and wake up a little bit, because, you know, people are like, what? I don't drink water. I feel fine. I call these folks the walking wounded. I mean, they don't know any better. Our bodies are meant to adapt. They are. They're going to try really, really hard to compensate for anything that you do to your poor little body. And it works really hard sometimes. Fighting against the dehydration, your liver actually is affected. Your kidneys for sure are affected. And guess what? Yep, you're walking around, you're grabbing your Diet Coke, which, in, you know, if you have any caffeine, increases something called ADH, which is your anti-diuretic hormone, your ability to hold on to water. But the point of the matter is, your body, okay, is over 70% water. This truly is the component that serves us in carrying the nutrients that we need to all of our cells. It also, it is the thing that our stool pulls back in. The large colon mixes with all that great insoluble fiber that we should be eating every day. And it gets the waste products out as well. It nourishes our organs. It protects our skin. So many things. Believe it or not, I tell you, you know, I say if you could get a massage once a week and stay hydrated, most of your health issues would go away. And that's why we do this show, right?
Because, and it ain't rocket science. That's right.
Yeah, it's not rocket science. If people are chronically dehydrated, guess what they are? They don't say, hey, I'm thirsty. They're like, I'm hungry, right? So they go for food, or they go for their, or I should say this, they're tired. So they go for food, they go for caffeine, they go for that want of energy. So it's usually highly processed carbohydrates, because your brain is like, give me that, give me that, give me that now, give me that quick, I want energy now, go, 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 I gotta have this, right? What people really need is about 16 ounces of water at that point in time, and you can stave off your hunger, you can stave off your fatigue, and you can really do your body a whole bunch of good.
Yeah, let's talk about the least expensive way to lose weight. And the most important thing you need to do. I mean, you know, this isn't a bean. This is not a magic herb. This isn't a drug with a pharmaceutical stamp on it. One of the fastest ways and healthiest ways to fix the problem of obesity is when you're hungry. And I have this, Holly. I get a hunger like about 8 o'clock at night. I've got a weird cortisol spike going on. I don't know what's going on, right? You know what's going on. But I know that there's a couple things. One is I'll bite a lemon, and the other is I'll have a glass of water and gone. Not like, oh, that's better. Like gone. Some kind of chemistry has changed in my body. Just what you're saying. Just exactly what you're saying. Some chemistry will change in my body. and it's just gone, or if I have a sweet craving or something, which I don't get a lot of, but sometimes after meals I get a sweet craving. Again, a little water, a little lemon, but I'll need a full glass of water, and it's like it just evaporates out of my body. And to everybody out there that's struggling to lose weight, maybe your weight challenge isn't so complex. Maybe it's about the foundation of your house. Right?
Yeah. I absolutely, and so what's really important, I think, getting this foundational piece in, because it's cheap, it's ineffective. I mean, excuse me, what did I just say? It's cheap, it's very effective, it's inexpensive is what I wanted to say. Inexpensive, effective for so many different things. And so I think when, and I even do this with myself, because we're in the winter months, right? And I think that for me, you know, including, even though I work out intensely, my hydration kind of tends to slow down over the winter. I don't feel as thirsty. So kind of like sometimes I choose to use food as medicine, meaning I know that food can be causative or curative. I don't just go, oh, I'm not thirsty, so I'm not going to drink. I know that when I drink water, whether I'm thirsty or not, mm-hmm. everything, I feel better. And I also know those days where I'm like, what is going on? It'll be around 4 o'clock and I'm like,
Oh, there it is.
And you know what it is? It's when I get out of my daily routine. So when I'm in my office, I've got my water bottles there. I actually use a glass jar, a mason jar.
A Pinot Grigio bottle, I believe. I believe that you do drink out of a glass Pinot Grigio bottle, but it is water.
I lost that. So I don't. So now I have a mason jar. So it's easier to explain to my patients instead of, no, this is not Pinot Grigio. So I keep it in my way. I keep it there. And that's what I tell my patients. You've got to keep water in your way. I don't care if it's a sticky note that you stick on your forehead. You know, keep it in your way. Write it down. Track your until you make this a habit. Because when I get out of my habit, if I'm doing something else and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, it's because I have not. Simple as that. It's not that I need a nap. It's not that I need a donut. Uh-huh. It's not that I need to worry about myself. It's that I just need to figure out how to get water in my way so it's in front of me until I create a habit and I stay hydrated. I think for recommendations, a safe and accurate recommendation for folks would be, let's say half your body weight in ounces, okay? So if you're 100 pounds, about 50 ounces of water a day. I think you're right. If you have a weight loss desire, we're going to up that ante quite a bit. I like to push two liters, at least 2.5. And then if you have any sort of adrenal, so stress gland dysregulation, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, he encourages people to drink about a gallon of water a day.
Yeah. I'd also like to throw this at you, Holly. Water is not a sports drink, and a sports drink is not water. And people will say,
"Well, just what water isn't." That's a great point.
I cannot tell you how many hours I spend in my office describing to people that water is not Gatorade and all these things. And I think there's a place for replenishment for some of that stuff that does not have high fructose corn syrup and artificial sweeteners. I think there's a place for the coconut waters and things like that, but they don't replace your need for water. And I hear things like water's boring. Water doesn't have much taste. Well, that's only because it's been so long since you've consistently drank water that you've been so overstimulated with all these flavors that you've forgotten about just basic nourishment. When I drink a glass of water, it feels good. I'm not doing it so it'll taste good. Now, Holly, I want to do a quick review here. Your house of health, you talked about the foundation of that is water, and that the people not drinking water, this isn't sports drinks, this is water, you classify them as walking wounded because 70% of their body should be water. You also talked about that keep water in your way. Half of your body weight in ounces per day. So if you, again, you weigh yourself, then you cut that in half, you convert that over to ounces, that's a good, easy metric for you. One of the best, most efficient ways to lose weight is rather than eating when you are hungry, drinking water, because dehydration can stimulate your hunger for carbohydrates. Dehydration downer, don't do it. Don't do the dehydration downer. Hydrate every day by keeping water in your way. Here at Radio MD, we ask you once again to stay well.